Wake up, kid. It's time for another episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope everything is going great in your world, at your house, in your life. I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year. I hope everything is great. This week, we are focused on learning the answer to this question. What does it mean to repent? And the answer is to turn away from your sin. Repenting is turning away from your sin, turning your back on sin, changing your mind about sin. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means that you no longer think sin is okay. And repenting is necessary. You have to repent if you're going to be a child of God. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after this weird joke of the day. Okay, one morning a mom woke her son up and she said, "Hey, wake up, son. It's time for you to go back to school." It had been spring break and her son did not want to go back to school. So she woke him up. She said, "It's time to go back to school." And the son said, "Mom, I don't want to go to school." And so the mom had an idea. She said, "Give me two reasons why you don't want to go to school." So he said, "Well, for one, the kids at school do not like me. And also, for two, the teachers don't even like." His mom said, "That's no reason to not go to school. So get up and get ready." Then the son turned the tables on her. He said, "Mom, give me two reasons why I should go to school." And she said, "For one, you're 52 years old. And for another, you're the principal." Okay, that was a terrible joke, and I have some friends who are principals, but I'm sure they don't feel that way about school. Listen, I need you to wake up, kid, to the fact that you must repent to become a child of God. This week, we've been locked in on learning what it means to repent. Repenting is turning away from your sin. Repenting is changing your mind about sin and deciding it's bad. Repenting is being sorry for your sin. When you repent, you turn away from sin, you turn to Jesus. Today, I want to make sure you understand that repenting is necessary to be saved. Jesus himself said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." He was teaching that you must repent to become part of God's kingdom. In Acts, when Peter got a chance to preach, he wanted to tell people how to be rescued from their sin. He told the people to repent. One day, on the day of Pentecost, he preached to this huge crowd. And in verse 38 of chapter 2 in the book of Acts, he told them to repent so they could be saved. In the very next chapter, this giant crowd gets together because they want to find out about this man. He couldn't walk before, but suddenly he was healed and walking. So they're gathering this big crowd. They're trying to figure out how this guy is walking. And boom, Peter didn't waste the chance to preach the gospel. He started talking to this crowd and he told the people that Jesus was the one who healed the man. Then he told that crowd that Jesus was also the one who died to take the punishment they deserved. Then in verse 19, he challenges them to repent so their sins can be erased just like they never happened. Now, don't get confused. Jesus did the work needed to save us from sin. He paid the price to rescue us by taking our punishment and dying in our place. But to become a child of God, you must turn away from your sin and turn to Jesus. You have to repent to be rescued.